It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey there, this is Katie with a very special thought of the day. I hate Wednesdays. It's a rotten day right smack in the middle of the week, and it's not even easy to spell. Screw you, Hump Day. I hate you. Oh, and I nearly forgot. You. I hate you, too.
That's our lovely Katie with her hateful thought of the day, which is very rapidly becoming my absolute favorite part of the show.
Even her hate is sweet.
Want to thank the diva, WWE diva, Terry Reynolds, a.k.a. Marlena, for coming on the show today. Also, Dean Ryrie. He won't remember that he was on the show because his medication was coursing through his body, but he's the Utah man who survived overnight in a crick.
And hopefully
we call it a crick.
Yes, and hopefully he'll forget I asked him if he was going to lose the foot.
Yes, that was Buzz's insensitive moment earlier today when he mentioned the fact that the guy might lose his foot. And hopefully he doesn't remember that when he comes out of his little Vicodin high that he's on. Rob, how you doing with your clothes shopping online right there?
Katie has given me some pointers, and all it does is underscore the fact that I have no idea what I'm doing.
We're talking, of course, about Rob's complete makeover for the Party on the 8th. It's coming up on 8808. We're going to have a good time. We hope you're there. It's going to be at Bungalow Billiards. That's 13891 Metro Tech Drive in Chantilly. Mm-hmm. All of the Buzz Babes will be there. Everybody from the show will be there.
Yes.
And all the Buzz Babes will be debuting their fabulous new costumes. And they are hot. I cannot wait to see the girls.
Can you say plunging necklines?
I think, really, on that particular day, we're not going to have the Buzz Babes in studio. I think we're going to wait till we're out there with everybody else and they're all in their outfits.
I agree.
I think that's the best way to do it. So I'm looking forward to that. We will see you there, Bungalow Billiards, Friday night, August 8th at 8 o'clock. I can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, without further ado, let's get right to our final segment of Mr. Buzz Burbank. Buzz, anybody else dying in a plane crash or anything horrible going on? Plague? Locusts?
Oh, there's plenty of horrible stuff. I never run out.
Okay.
You want locusts? Just open a bag of cookies.
Yes. I swear to God. Rob is so right. At this radio station,
Jesus,
you lay food out and it's gone. Well, it's just like insects.
These were particularly good cookies.
They were yummy. Sorry, John. I opened the bag. I know it's from Big O and Duke Show.
$50 a bag is a bargain, unless that's what the airline is charging you to check a second suitcase.
Oh, here we go.
Delta says it's doubling the fee from $25 to $50 for checking a second bag.
No more Delta. You're through here.
A third bag is $125 domestically, $200 overseas.
We have a Dean warmer.
That is so much cheaper to just mail it. And that's what Greenberg says to do.
Greenberg says ship your bags. Mm-hmm. And you know what? You don't go through the hassle. I've had it happen once this year where I went on a little commuter flight. And it was a 24-hour trip. I was going up to my nephew's graduation up at Colgate University. And they lost my bags. And you want to know when you're screwed? When you've got to be at a function and you've got everything you need to wear for that function.
Yep.
And it's 24-hour trip and you need your bags. And they say, hey, we'll get it back to you by like 4 o'clock the next afternoon.
No help.
Oh, you mean when everything's done. Thank you. Yeah. F-sticks.
Delta's baggage charges do not apply to first-class customers, so cheer up, Bennigan's employees.
Mm-hmm.
Veteran Congressman Barney Frank has introduced a bill to do away with the criminal penalties for personal possession of up to 3.5 ounces of marijuana.
I vote yes.
Did you get like a special email when this story came out? Did your network, were you in the phone tree when this story broke?
Absolutely. This is actually breaking news off our wire this evening, just before we went on the air.
I should say the phone plant, not the phone tree.
That's right.
Yeah, he was in the phone. He was in the phone leaf.
Well, Frank filed the measure along with Ron Paul, a Republican member of the House and 2008 presidential candidate. Frank says an adult's personal use of marijuana is his or her own business and that the laws should be left to the states.
look at how self-righteous he is with these stories.
He couldn't be any happier if he's reporting all the troops are coming
you
home.
You love predictability.
That would make me happier.
If Buzz didn't do a story like this a couple of times a week, I would be completely freaked out.
It's breaking news. A real senator has introduced a
congressman.
A real congressman has introduced a real bill to eliminate the criminal penalties federally. For possession of marijuana.
It won't matter, Senator Congressman, if you're high.
That's right. You know what? They'll screw it up somehow. They'll make it illegal to buy it or sell it, but you can have it. But then how do you get it?
They haven't solved all those problems yet.
Well, they better get on it.
Making it not a crime would be a start.
We're not getting any younger, Buzz.
This is moving in the direction of legalization, isn't it?
Well, if it has any success, we don't even know that this thing will get any traction.
It won't get any traction
at all. The Declaration of Independence was written on hemp paper.
Where are the iced tea cookies? Where are the effing iced tea cookies?
Now, are they iced tea cookies or iced tea cookies?
I think they're iced tea cookies.
They're lemon
so
with icing.
They taste like tea?
No, they're iced tea cookies.
Oh, yes, tea cookies with right. icing.
Mm. Tea cookies.
Yes.
Yes, sir. We're going to listen to the score of South Pacific and enjoy some tea cookies.
Now, Libby, if you're listening, we're not opening another bag.
No,
so
we're not.
Stay where you are.
Libby.
You can have someone you're having your hair done together.
Libby Kincaid.
The man who tried to build a bridge to nowhere, maybe on a bridge to prison. Gruff but lovable Alaska Senator Ted Stevens has been indicted on 7 felony counts.
Steven? What a nice way of describing this stain, this F-stick.
Yeah, I'm trying
honest
to be nice.
Honest to God, gruff but lovable. Yeah, this guy's a hump.
Is he either?
This is a guy.
No.
He's not lovable or gruff. He's just a pain in the ass. And he's a guy that, what, they remodeled his whole house or something like that?
Something very much like
that. Campaign
that.
Contributions?
Active in politics before Alaska was even a state, Stevens is the longest serving Republican in the Senate.
Do you have itchy feet? You have stinky feet?
And he may be serving some time as well for allegedly hiding over $250,000 in house renovations he got from a powerful oil contractor.
This guy, to me, look, innocent until proven guilty. I'm all about that. But this guy, really, on the surface of things, if it holds up and he's guilty, everything that is wrong with this effing town, I swear to God, this little club of a town where it's the same people doing the same stuff, talking to the same journalists and the same pundits, it gets old and nothing changes.
So, Buzz, you're saying he's been on the Hill since like 1958.
Since before Alaska was a state, he was involved in politics and he's been in Washington ever since Alaska became a state.
That's too long.
Yeah, and well, you get so powerful that you think you can do crap like this, and then finally it caught up with him. And, you know, it's not like he's in the regular contiguous United States. You know, he's up there where, where people can check
really
him out.
United States.
Yeah, it's the tundra.
Now, Mike, here's what you need to do. We need to come out strong for term limits.
Term limits and tea cookies.
That's going to be a plank in my platform.
That's good. Have you ever done planks?
How's that?
Planks is an exercise that I do when I'm working out with my trainer.
No, you know, at Long John Silver's, they have chicken planks.
Okay.
Those are delicious.
Rob Spiewak, ladies and gentlemen.
he likes the costumes. The 84-year-old
I'm Stevens, wearing one.
The 84-year-old Stevens, who says he's innocent and that he'll prove it, is the first sitting senator to be indicted in 15 years.
And I'll prove it.
I'll prove to you I'm an innocent man. And I'll give everyone some whale blubber that says to me that I'm not guilty.
Your lantern went out.
Oh, my God. It's filled with whale oil.
This could hurt his campaign for re-election.
Whale oil.
Whale
oil.
Whale what?
Whale oil. My name is Ted Stevens Ahab.
Where are you?
I'm from Alaska.
That's north of here.
Yes, they'd say.
How's that suit?
Yes, made out of seal skin. I have a seal skin suit, and I've got a little petrified caribou eye that I keep as a locket.
Would you like some walrus?
I'd like some walrus. And let me sign this bill with my pen carved out of walrus tusk. Yes, my
That's
old...
That's illegal, Congressman.
Well, my old houseboy, Nanuet, he used to help me slaughter the walrus. In walrus hunting season in Alaska. Yes, I remember a bull moose charged me. It might have been 59 or so.
Who are you?
I'm Ted Stevens
are
in Alaska.
Gruff?
I'm gruff but lovable.
I might have been facetious.
Okay.
A cure for AIDS. Two doctors in Houston say they have found a way to kill the HIV.
Wow.
Working at the University of Texas Medical School, they say they believe they've found the virus's Achilles heel, a part of the virus that cannot adapt and change to resist medication. Lab tests have been successful. Now they say they need money to try it on humans.
Good.
They also say it's going to take another 5 years. The president, however, today signed a bill to triple the U.S. budget for the worldwide fight against AIDS.
Well, that's one thing he's done that's good.
Mm-hmm. And British scientists say they have a pill that stops the progress of Alzheimer's disease. They say it works twice as well as anything that's being used.
Hey, did you hear that some British scientists have actually come up with a pill that stops the progress of Alzheimer's disease?
No, I hadn't heard that.
That's just a little joke.
I got it.
It's a little joke.
The drug is called Rember.
Yes, that's how long we stay on the air. We do Alzheimer's humor every day.
The drug is called Rember. It's Rember.
Oh, Rember.
As if someone forgot the M and the E in the middle. Rember.
Rember.
Good luck on reminding the people to take the pill.
It reportedly curbs Alzheimer's progress by 81% and apparently even reverses the effects of the
disease. No, you just wrap it up in a ball of cheese.
Mm-hmm. That's give it to Ted Stevens.
Yes, I'm Ted Stevens of Alaska. Please, if I'm going to give my medication, put it in a ball of cheese.
All we have is this blubber.
Yes, that's all right. I'll eat that too.
And after California's biggest earthquake in years yesterday, doing hundreds of dollars in damage, we wondered if a quake like that could be a precursor to something worse. Remember discussing that question?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's a foreshock.
Here to reinforce our fears, Kate Hutton with the U.S. Geological Survey.
Any earthquake in California, there's a 5% chance that the earthquake is a foreshock. Okay? And most of that risk is in the first day. Actually, the most of the risk is in the first few hours. But by the time you get 24 hours after the earthquake, it's down to about 1%. So it's dropping off gradually.
So there's your answer.
1% now, right?
Yes, it can be. And right, at this point. But you were asking yesterday, can an earthquake, right, such as the one they had yesterday, be a precursor, a pre-shock to an even bigger earthquake? And her answer is yes, yes, it can.
While we're on this topic, real quick, I got to play you this amazing piece of audio from the set of Judge Judy.
Okay, real quick, Rob, come on.
Right. Well, he got your credit card, your bank card somehow, and he got your PIN number somehow.
There's the earthquake. During a taping.
It's total panic. And then Judge Judy unhinged her jaw and ate everyone.
She found the earthquake guilty.
And finally, what's going on this side?
Hey, what's going on this side?
Dateline not far from Wichita. Remember the woman in South Central Kansas who got stuck to a toilet seat?
I remember that.
Sure.
She had refused to come out of the trailer park bathroom for 2 years.
She'd been neglected, right? Didn't her boyfriend or something get busted for it?
Boyfriend finally got around to calling the authorities. They found her skin had become welded to the toilet seat.
Ooh, gross.
Still healing from the infected wounds, the woman is now getting psychological help in a hospital where she's under the care of a guardian. But what about the boyfriend? Well, he's just been sentenced to 6 months probation for mistreatment of a dependent adult. But that's nothing to the 6 months in jail he'll do for exposing himself in a lewd and lascivious manner.
Ew.
The aristocrats. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz Burbank. We want to thank, what's your name? Terry Runnels, a.k.a. Marlena, and Dean Ryrie, the guy that got stuck in the creek. Tomorrow on the big show, Gene Simmons.
Yay.
Kiss. This is Gene Simmons of Kiss.
Also, Jimmy Johnson, number 48. He'll be on the show tomorrow. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Mr. Rob Spiewak. And our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The show comes to you from the studios of WJFK in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz, this is Mike with the poem of the day.
Yay!
Oh, did we have some fun today? We found out the lion guys weren't gay. My food went down my throat the wrong way. And the wrestling lady had a lot to say. The fisherman was doing okay. Tomorrow we'll come back to play. But frankly, folks, I have to say, I'm thinking about Elizabeth Hasselbeck's spray. Thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Yay!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.